Hello and welcome to HMRC's podcast, offering audio on the go for busy tax professionals and employers. Available to stream and download, we bring you the latest news and views from the world of tax. Hear about the hot topics at the heart of HMRC. Hello everybody, I'm your host Martin Langston and I work within the digital engagement team. And in this episode, I'll be talking to my colleagues Heather Elliott and Lenny Barry, who are working on the Making Tax Digital programme.
Hello.
Hello.
So, Heather and Lenny, if we can start by you giving us an overview about yourselves, please.
Okay. Heather and I work in the Customer Readiness and External Stakeholder team. And part of our role is to raise awareness for businesses, agents, intermediaries, tax professionals, anyone who will be involved and affected by Making Tax Digital. So we do presentations, we do workshops, we visit people, we answer questions, and we do monthly webinars with your good selves. So we are very pleased to be on this podcast so that we can try to hit another audience and help them get ready for Making Tax Digital.
Okay, so to start simply, let's ask you, what is Making Tax Digital and why are we doing it?
Well, that's a great question, Martin. And it's probably important to recognise that Making Tax Digital is part of a number of fundamental changes that HMRC are making to the way the tax system works. And we're transforming tax administration so it's more effective, more efficient, and really importantly, so it's easier for taxpayers to get it right. And we're catching up really with what's going on with the rest of life around us. We're all used to using more IT in our daily lives, and particularly in business, there are far more accounting software packages that are available that businesses are using. So we consulted in the summer of 2016, and the overwhelming response to that consultation was that MTD was the right way to go. And so we're implementing those changes that we announced then. And this is allowing HMRC to update our own computer systems as well and to provide a much better service for taxpayers and customers. So specifically to look at what we mean by making tax digital, and we're going to focus on VAT today, so I'll talk about VAT. We're introducing the requirement for VAT-registered businesses who are over the VAT taxable turnover threshold to use Making Tax Digital from April 2019. So that means they've got to keep their records in a digital format and send us their VAT returns via their Making Tax Digital software and the Application Programming Interface, APIs. And that's a new way of sending in your VAT returns.
Okay, so is this different from the existing VAT portal?
Yes, it is, Martin. A lot of the listeners will be familiar with the VAT portal on the government gateway. 98% of our VAT returns are received through the gateway, so businesses are very used to using the technology. But we're moving it on. So under Making Tax Digital, there's two fundamental changes. One, all businesses who are mandated for MTD will have to keep their records digitally. This can be in a software program, a spreadsheet, computer, tablet, smartphone, or any other application. Those will be stored, and then the software will automatically calculate the 9 boxes for the VAT return and send that to HMRC without any further manual intervention, and they'll send it through a new application programming interface platform that HMRC have developed.
Okay, so you mentioned taxable turnover. So can you just remind us what you mean by the VAT threshold?
Yeah, that's the figure of £85,000 a year, and it includes standard-rated, reduced and zero-rated supplies. So once a business is making taxable supplies above £85,000, then they should be registered for VAT. So that's what we mean by the VAT threshold.
And so why is the taxable turnover important? Are all businesses affected by the changes?
Okay, so when we're talking about MTD, then the changes for VAT are only mandatory for businesses who are VAT registered and have a taxable turnover above the VAT registration threshold. So we know that there are lots of VAT registered businesses with a turnover below that £85,000. So when it comes to making tax digital, they can do that on a voluntary basis. They're not obliged to do that. And we'd encourage them to do so because we think there's lots of benefits for them if they join MTD on a voluntary basis.
And I think it's important to say, Heather, that the Chancellor has confirmed that the taxable VAT threshold will not change until at least 2020.
Yeah, that's a good point, Lenny. Thanks for reminding me about that one.
Okay, so as you're mentioning dates, you mentioned April 2019 as well. Can you tell us more about the timeline for MTD?
Sure, Martin. So April 2019, that's when VAT mandation will come into effect. Other taxes are in the MTD programme. So, for example, the income tax self-assessment is available on a voluntary basis at the moment, and we'll be consulting about corporation tax in the near future. But at the moment, our focus is on VAT.
Okay, so it sounds like there's a lot to think about. So as we've only got a limited time today, what should we focus on?
Well, I'd definitely say that with mandation next year not that far away, VAT will be of most interest to your listeners. And I think it would be helpful if we explained the record keeping, the digital links, and the transfer through an API.
We've just talked in quite some detail about the VAT requirements, so it's probably worth me saying at this point that people would like to refer to more information, then the best place to go is gov.uk, and you'll probably want to have a look at the VAT notice that was published a few weeks ago. So if you use any search engine to look for HMRC notice 700/22, you'll be able to find the VAT notice, and that will cover all of the things that we're going to be talking about today. So I think our listeners will find that a really useful product to have a look at.
Okay, thank you for that. So before we move on, I just want to ask a question that I know is concerning some of our listeners who will be mostly tax agents. They want to know if HMRC is trying to cut agents out of the processes.
No, HMRC recognises the really important roles that agents play in the tax system. We know that the majority of taxpayers are represented by an agent, and they want them to be their first port of call for advice and in many cases to act on their behalf. So within MTD we're able to facilitate that, and we want agents to continue to play the important role that they already play.
So how will that work in practice for making tax digital?
Okay, so for an agent to act on behalf of their clients for MTD, they will need to create an agent services account for their agent firm. Now, a lot of accountancy firms will already have some facility to interact with HMRC, but this is a new account and they'll need to create that new account.
So as we don't have time to go into a lot of detail today, where can listeners find out more about their agent services accounts? Is this in the VAT notice too?
No, actually this isn't covered in the VAT notice, so this is a good question. So the best place to go for information is to the Agent Update 66. A lot of our listeners will probably know that publication. It comes out every 2 months from HMRC. And so you want to look for Agent Update 66, and that will give you an explanation of what the account does, and it will explain how you sign up and how you move your clients onto that account so you can act on their behalf under Making Tax Digital.
Okay, then. So you mentioned digital records previously. So what do you mean by digital records?
Okay, so at the moment, businesses have to keep various records for VAT. And we've already mentioned the VAT notice for MTD. That's the notice 700/22. So if our listeners want to have a look at that, you'll see in that notice there's a description of all the records that they must keep digitally. So any records that they don't currently need to keep for their VAT returns, they don't need to worry about those. And basically they need to keep a record of their inputs and their outputs, the amount of VAT that they're going to claim, and the amount of VAT that they owe. They'll need to keep invoices as well, so that they've got the entitlement to reclaim input tax as they do now. And people ask us, well, do we need to keep paper invoices? Can we throw away our paper invoices? So the rule of thumb is if all the information that you have on the invoice is in your digital records, so if you transfer everything in either manually or by scanning a copy of the invoice, then you won't need to keep a paper copy. But if you don't have all that information that's on the invoice, then you will need to keep the original paper copy of the invoice. And there are a few other things that you'll need to keep the original documents for. So, for example, the C79 online import documents, you will need to keep an original copy of that. But as I say, have a look in the notice to see how that affects your particular business.
Okay, thank you for that. So I think it was Lenny that mentioned earlier about a digital link. What is a digital link?
Okay, so a digital link is an electronic transfer of data from one software program to another. So at the moment, a lot of businesses will calculate their VAT return in a software package or in a spreadsheet, and then they will manually input that into the VAT portal. So MTD is looking to make that a seamless process, so the calculation is made in the software or in your spreadsheet, and the digital link will take it automatic when you press the go button, and it will send it through the API to HMRC. It's amazing how many VAT returns have simple errors simply through transposition and keying errors. So that will hopefully avoid those, which means from our perspective, we'll get the right tax at the right time, which is what we want. And from the business perspective, they will no longer be getting inquiries for simple errors that will no longer happen.
There are many people out there who just won't be able to go digital. So what about these people?
Yeah, we understand that some people may have specific issues in relation to technology or working in a digital way. But in the 21st century, a lot of people are very competent. So for a small number of people, there may be exemptions. So if you are subject to an insolvency procedure, then there will be an option, because of the complications of insolvency, not to be using MTD. In addition, we'll be setting the criteria and the process. They are being drafted now, and we hope to have those published end of November, beginning of December, for people to apply for an exemption if they think it's applicable.
So it sounds like getting the right software is a really important part of getting ready for making tax digital. So how can our listeners do this?
Okay, so we know that probably a large number, if not the vast majority, of tax agents and advisors are already using some sort of practice software. So the first thing that they should do is speak to their existing software supplier and find out what their supplier has planned for making tax digital. Now, if they are thinking about changing their software, or they don't currently have software, then they can go to gov.uk and have a look at the list that we have got on gov.uk. And at the moment, there are well over 40 software providers listed there who have shown us a test product, and they've tested it in the test environment, and they're well on their way to developing a product that is totally compatible with MTD. So that's another good place to look. We'd also encourage people to perhaps speak to any professional body that they belong to, look at the trade press, look at the accounting press, and again, talk with colleagues and associates, people who they would already discuss business decisions with, and find out what other people are going to do. But the first port of call is talk to your existing provider, and then have a look on gov.uk at the software that's already listed as being prepared for MTD.
And I think it's important to say as well, Heather, about spreadsheet users. Spreadsheets are really important to businesses for calculating their liabilities. Once they've calculated their nine box return in a spreadsheet, they don't have to use a software package, but they will have to get some bridging software that will lift the information from their spreadsheet, send it to the API, and transmit it to HMRC. Bridging software is simply a tool that will lift the information out and send it to the API. People who are using spreadsheets may be familiar with, if they're using different worksheets, they can calculate, do the formula, and it will send it to another page in the worksheet. Bridging software is pretty similar to that.
So will the bridging software be listed on gov.uk?
Yes, it will. We plan, as we're leaving the private test phase, to be able to put onto gov.uk a list that can be searched by functionality, so that businesses can make a choice as to what software they need, and a bridging software will be one of those options.
So isn't this going to be overly burdensome for businesses?
So we recognise that for some people they're perhaps quite nervous of the changes that are coming ahead, and for perhaps some of the smaller businesses who are not already using accounting software of some kind, they will be quite apprehensive about it. And we know that accountants and agents play a really important role here in helping them to prepare, helping them to get ready and to make the change to using digital software and using an API to send their VAT return to us.
Okay, so we've almost finished for today. We're almost out of time. So what are the key points that you'd like our audience to take away from today?
Okay, Martin, we appreciate there's a lot of information in the podcast, which people can listen to later. But the key message would be MTD is coming. Make sure you're starting to get aware and you're starting to prepare. If you're an agent, consider your clients. Who will be affected by MTD and what are they going to have to do? Source of information is gov.uk, search Making Tax Digital, and everything you need will be there.
Okay, so thanks to both of you for your information today and spending the time with us. And thanks to everybody out there as well who's been listening to us today. Now, we would like to hear your feedback about the podcasts, so please contact us via the email address, which is team.agentengagement@hmrc.gsi.gov.uk.